Well, there are two parts of the challenge that we face here. Firstly, in terms of the propaganda instrument, ISIS, you know, is operating across tens of thousands of user accounts most social media platforms, and that is therefore giving rise to a widespread propaganda piece that helps to penetrate, I think, the communities and minds of some of the most vulnerable people in our societies.
So how are you going to attack that part of the problem?
At the heart of the new European Counterterrorism Centre is a European-wide internet referral unit where we're working every day with the social media platform providers and indeed the police community as a whole around Europe to operate as a single place where we can help those social media companies identify and take down that material as soon as possible. And that, I think, already helps us deal with a large part of the problem.
One of the biggest problems is the fact that they actually communicate in the dark without you being able to see them.
That's a much harder nut to crack because of the power of encryption, as you say, and other anonymization tooling online. And here, you know, I would agree with the synopsis made by the FBI director and others that, you know, encryption really is a great challenge for us and is being used by terrorists and indeed serious criminals in an ever more significant way, to such an extent that very often we simply haven't got a foothold in the investigation. We don't know who is talking to who and what they're saying. And, you know, there has to come at some point in our Western societies an informed and balanced decision on how we're going to deal with this.
What did you learn from the Paris attacks and all of the confusion regarding intelligence sharing afterwards?
Well, it showed us just how internationalized the threat has become, because in Europe, of course, we have open borders across most of our countries, which is a great benefit to society and something, you know, really we should continue to cherish and defend as much as possible. But it allows the movement of this large community of foreign fighters across our borders. The nature, of course, of the attack in Paris is such that they weren't just striking France, they were striking the freedoms and the ideals of the West as a whole. And we've seen from IS videos both before and after the attacks that they have the intention to strike at France again, but also other countries in Europe, including the UK. And of course, the US remains, to a certain extent, you know, the pinnacle of Western values and will always be a target, I think, for IS as well. So this globalized threat and moving and shaping through the globalized mechanisms of the internet, as I said, and as well as the freedom of movements, means that we need a more structured, more coherent, globalized police response. And in Europe, that means taking advantage of the fact that Europol now is the common law enforcement center, has established over a number of decades a strong capability to connect the law enforcement community here. And we just want to put the full disposal of our skills now, the full range, sorry, of our skills at the disposal of the law enforcement intelligence community. And that's what we're trying to do.
Belgium was hit pretty hard after it was discovered that several of the Paris attackers had come through there or from there, and they actually had detected some activity going on there as far back as 2012, but weren't able to connect the dots. What's your feeling on why that happened and what happens in the aftermath of that?
Yeah, I think there's been some unfair media hype around, you know, the nature of the cooperation between Belgium and France. As far as I can see, it's very close. I think you're right in that the Belgian investigators were rather overwhelmed by just how much activity was going on and how much information was available. And it was just a seismic security event, of course, in Europe last November. And it would have challenged any authority and any agency. And I think, you know, so what that means is that we have to gear up a concerted European response so that we can help Belgium and indeed larger countries like France and the United Kingdom to deal with the full force of this threat. And, you know, our new centered Europol is only one platform. It's a relatively small platform, but it sits at the hub of an information network and indeed at the center of a large community of law enforcement agencies, some 500 in total, stretching not just within Europe, but across other countries as well, with the United States being our leading international partner. So it's a significant platform with which I think to develop a stronger response to terrorism in Europe, and certainly that's our ambition.
Rob Wainwright is director of Europol. JJ Green, WTOP News.